listening to Back Porch Bluegrass with Paul Trenwith. My name is Annette, and I am recording this at the southernmost tip of Lake Michigan in Gary, Indiana, USA.
Well, hello everyone, and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and this is yet another one of my Back Porch Bluegrass shows recorded from my home studio. So if you hear a few odd noises coming through, it might be a noise outside. There's a little bit of traffic going past my place, or it might be miscellaneous noises happening around my house, but I think you'll be able to put up with that. Tune that's playing is a tune called Mystery Creek. That's me playing banjo, and that's a good start because I thought that we'd have a Back Porch Bluegrass dealing with banjo players, and in particular their influence on me in my very early days. So you'll be hearing some tunes from maybe people that you're familiar with, people that you're not familiar with. But way back when I started playing banjo in the mid-60s, these were the people that influenced me. And you'll be hearing from Lester Flatt and Earl Scruggs, and you'll be hearing from the Stanley Brothers. You'll be hearing from the Country Gentlemen and from the Dillards. And there'll be other people mixed in with that that I'm sure you'll enjoy. So listen up. If you like banjos, you'll love the show. If you're not keen on banjo playing, I'm not sure why you're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. But I think there's going to be some great music here. And we'll start off with the classic tune. This recording of it is from a Carnegie Hall album, which is one of the first albums I got to listen to bluegrass music. This track wasn't on it because the original vinyl that came out didn't have all the tracks from the show. And then several years later, a CD was put out of the Carnegie Hall concert by Flatt and Scruggs, and it contained the Ballad of Jed Clampett. And that was a tune that really got me started playing banjo. So let's have a listen to them.
Thank you very much. We'd like to do our latest Columbia record for you. If you've been watching television lately, why, you've probably heard a little number. We had the pleasure of doing the theme work on the show, and we just got back from out there. We did a show with them that will be run. It's scheduled for February 6th. It might possibly be moved up about 3 weeks, maybe around the 1st of January, but as far as of right now, it's February the 6th. We hope you'll enjoy it when it comes out. Earl and me was trying to make love to Pearl, if you haven't been watching the show. So if you have been watching the show, you'll probably recognize a little sound like this. Listen to my story about a man named Jed. Poor mountaineer, barely kept his family fed. Then one day he was shooting at some food. Up through the ground come a bubbling crude. Oil, that is, black gold, Texas tea. Thing you know, Jed's a millionaire. Kinfolk said, Jed, move away from there. Said, California is the place you ought to be. So they loaded up the truck and they moved to Beverly Hills, that is, swimming pools, movie star. It's time to say goodbye to Jed and all his kin. They would like to thank you folks for kindly dropping in. Won't invite you back again to this locality to have a heaping helping of their hospitality. Beverly Hillbillies, that's what they call them now. Nice folks. Y'all come back, yeah?
When we heard the Beverly Hillbillies, of course, we thought that was the best banjo playing we've ever heard in our lives. Up till then, I'd been listening to groups like the Limelighters and the Kingston Trio, but the bluegrass rhythm and the feel of the banjo playing just really captured my imagination. And together with my friend Alan Rhodes, we started investigating the world of bluegrass. We managed to get through the World Record Club, the Carnegie Hall album, and the Vanderbilt concert that they did as well. But we also found in a fairly local music store on the Elektra label a band called the Dillards, and some of their playing was just great, and yet it was a different approach to banjo playing, and we really enjoyed that. I'd like to play for you a song from their Back Porch Bluegrass album. I wonder where I got that name from, eh? Had a big influence on me. The song I've selected to play is Old Man at the Mill. Great tune, and I love Doug Dillard's banjo playing.
Same old man living at the mill. The mill turns around of its own free will. Ladies step forward and the gents fall back. Same old man living at the mill. The mill turns around of its own free will. Ladies step forward and the gents fall back. Of its own free will. Ladies step forward and the gents fall back.
After listening to the Dillards, we became entranced by bluegrass music, and Alan and I set up a small bluegrass band. We got a friend, David Calder, to play mandolin. Alan had gotten a mandolin, but David said, oh, I can play that. So we started learning some of these tunes and putting them together. And we also discovered an outlet for buying bluegrass music, and that was County Sales in New York. And it was a bit of a challenge to get albums from New York to New Zealand in those days, but we managed. And one of the groups that I just really loved to listen to was the Stanley Brothers. And I loved Ralph's very straightforward way of playing banjo, but I love the music. I love their approach to the music. I still think Carter Stanley is one of the best ever bluegrass lead singers, and I'd like to play a track of theirs from an album that was just entitled The Stanley Brothers. It was recorded in 1958. Ralph and Carter Stanley pictured on the front around a microphone, and I'm going to play the track How Mountain Girls Can Love. This has been a great track. We still play it as part of the bluegrass band concerts that we do. Wonderful tune, How Mountain Girls Can Love, from The Stanley Brothers.
Get out, boy, go back home, back to the girl you love. Treat her right, never out in the rain. Get down, boy, go back home, back to the girl you love. Treat her right, never wrong, how mountain gals can run. Get down, boy, go back home, back to the girl you love.
Ah, some fine bluegrass music from the Stanley Brothers there, and that really set the pattern for the music that I like to play. I still like driving banjo playing, very straightforward banjo playing, although I've, like every banjo player, messed around a lot with the more melodic stuff, and I've listened to it and been entranced by it. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith. I'm a banjo player, and this edition of Back Porch Bluegrass is talking about banjo players, the ones that have influenced me. If you're a banjo player, that might have influenced you as well. And just it all drew me into the music, really. In the end, I like bluegrass music probably more than I like banjo playing. It's a total sound and the whole thing about bluegrass music that I like, not just one instrument. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works in Hamilton, New Zealand. This is where the show comes from. Shearer's Music Works is a big store and sells just about anything to do with music these days. But it's perfectly appropriate that they sponsor us, because way back in 1964, I bought my first five-string banjo from them. It was a Framus, one of those German ones. They were the sort that you could get. And I remember opening the case and looking at it. It was the first five-string banjo I'd ever seen. And I was totally captured by it and took it home and tried to work out how to play the stupid thing. And it's influenced my life ever since. So thank you, Shearers, for getting me started and sponsoring the Back Porch Bluegrass show so many years later. One of the albums that I managed to buy, and I think I got this locally in New Zealand, was a four-album set called The Folk Box. I think it was four albums, might have been three albums, set called The Folk Box, and it had all sorts of folk music on it, mostly from the Folkways and the Elektra labels. And they had a section there on country music and bluegrass. There was a banjo player on there called Eric Weisberg, together with Marshall Brickman. He played some great music, and there was a tune on there called Flop-Eared Mule that I learned on banjo, and I still teach that to my banjo pupils today, because it's such a nice tune, it's got such a nice melody, and it's really good for practicing your banjo skills at. So let's listen to Eric Weisberg playing Flop-Eared Mule. Great hearing that tune again. I do it quite differently, actually, from what that is now. So over the years, it's evolved the way tunes do. There is Eric Weisberg playing Flop-Eared Mule. So I've always enjoyed really straight-ahead banjo playing, really, and someone who includes that in her music is Rhonda Vincent. No matter who is playing banjo for her, she's got a really great driving sound. I'll play a tune from her Taken album that came out in 2012, and her band at the time was Rhonda Vincent. She played mandolin, did the vocals, Hunter Berry on fiddle, Mickey Harris on acoustic bass, Ben Helson on guitar, and Aaron McDarris on banjo. Lovely banjo style. And I've selected a tune from this album called Tonight My Baby's Coming Home. Let's listen to Rhonda Vincent.
He was having a beer at the Crystal Palace. He said, honey, you won't be alone for long. I gotta make just one more stop to pick up the ring in Little Rock, and I'm gonna head this semi straight for home. He's got that big old engine singing, singing my favorite song. And I know he's heading my way, rolling down that highway. Tonight my baby's coming home. 18 wheels of whining, 4 big headlights shining, him and that semi's been away too long. Stop for speeding, cause I've got everything he's needing, waiting for him right here at home. He's got that big old engine singing, singing my favorite song. And I know he's heading my way, rolling down that highway. Tonight my baby's coming home. Truck stops since I held him tight. A million chicks and he can get them. They want to take him but he won't let them. The only thing he wants to get tonight. He's got that big old engine singing, singing my favorite song. And I know he's heading my way, rolling down that highway. Tonight my baby's coming home.
And Aaron McDarris just played that song so right. Perfect song for a straightforward banjo player like him, and man, he did a great job on it. Well, I'd certainly have to mention another group in my early influences, and that's the Country Gentlemen. I always enjoyed their music. they just captured so much about what I liked in the music. And I was fortunate to have a friend called Tom Henderson who sent me some tapes of the Country Gentlemen live, and I loved hearing them play and how they presented their music. And there were different combinations of the band. I know I liked the early Country Gentlemen, but I really did like the combination of about 1970 when Bill Emerson rejoined the band, worked with Charlie Waller, and they had Jimmy Goodrow instead of John Duffy. I liked John Duffy and Eddie Adcock in the band, but I also liked this combination, and partly because that was what I managed to see in 1971 when I visited the United States, and I saw them at the Berryville Festival, I think it was, and had a long talk to Bill Emerson about banjo playing. That was a real privilege, and I just always loved their approach to the music. I'm going to play you a song from their Sound Off album that came out about that time, 1970-1971. And this combines just about everything I like in bluegrass music. It's a song called By the Side of the Road. I first heard Mac Wiseman sing it, and it was on a small 10-inch LP. And always enjoyed the song with Mac Wiseman singing it. Loved Charlie Waller singing. Loved Bill Emerson's banjo playing. Great song, By the Side of the Road. Here it comes.
Live in splendor and brag about the silver and the gold. People who would trade God's promise for his glory to hold. There are people who would rather live in mansions, people who would rather live abroad. But I'd rather have a little log cabin by the side of the road. I'd rather live by the side of the road and try to point souls blessed abroad, and to be a king or a millionaire, and live in mansions in bright array. I'd rather do a neighborly deed for some traveler or a friend in need. I'd rather live by the side of the road and help some life's way. By the roadside where the pilgrimage of man is passing by, help to point souls to Jesus, to that city on high. Every day I want to help to scatter roses, every night I want my lamp to shine abroad, with a welcome from my little bay window by the side of the road. I'd rather live by the side of the road and try to point souls blessed abroad, and to be a king or a millionaire, and live in mansions in bright array. I'd rather do a neighborly deed for some traveler or a friend in need. I'd rather live by the side of the road.
The Country Gentlemen, fine band, one of my favourites of all time, really, and a great song too that I still love to sing. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I'm doing a special show dedicated to banjo players and the ones that have influenced me in my playing. Hope you're enjoying this sort of reminiscing type show, but I'm trying to keep it up to date too, and I hope that you are enjoying the music that I'm playing. One of the early influences on my music and that of Hamilton County was Don Reno and Red Smiley. We had some access to some early albums from them. From the album A Variety of Country Songs, this is an old vinyl album, we took the song Never Get to Hold You in My Arms Anymore, and that was one of the first songs that Hamilton County recorded. And we did a pretty good version of it, but I'm going to play you Reno and Smiley's version because it's got Don Reno's great double banjo break in the middle of it. And it goes like this. Don Reno and Red Smiley and Never Get to Hold You in My Arms Anymore. I must apologise for the sound quality on some of the tracks that I'm playing. I'm using a lot of my old vinyl albums to make up this show, and you can tell some of them have been played quite a lot because they're a bit scratchy and they lose their tops or get worse sound on them, but overall I think the sound's coming across well, and I'm really enjoying listening to some of these tracks again, and I hope you are too, because I know many of you have come up through the same bluegrass route that I have come up through, and it's just great music, isn't it? You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Well, back in 1969 in New Zealand, we had the National Banjo Pickers Convention. This was actually started in 1967, 1968, 1969, 1970. It ran for 4 years, organised by a couple of very enterprising young men, Michael Grace and John Raffel, and with an army of helpers. These were our folk festivals, I guess, or bluegrass festivals, but they were called Banjo Pickers Conventions, and many people remember them as being times of great fun and playing music together. And at the 1969 Banjo Pickers Convention, the guest performer was Mike Seeger, and Mike was the first real live bluegrass musician that we'd ever seen, and although his interests were as much in old-time music as in bluegrass, he was a wonderful person to have come out and play, because he really influenced our bluegrass band, the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. We were a fairly popular group in New Zealand in those days. We were on a weekly TV show that, because we only had one station, if you wanted to watch TV, you got to watch our show on TV. So we were getting pretty well known. And we were playing some pretty good music, even though I say so myself. But to have someone like Mike come out and help us, he showed us all sorts of good things on all our instruments. He helped me immensely with my banjo playing. He helped Colleen immensely with her fiddle playing. Alan and Lindsay, the rhythm section of the band, as such, were really helped in learning to play together, and a big influence on David on mandolin. He was just great to have. And at the final concert at the Banjo Pickers Convention, we got to play some music with him, as you might expect. And I'm going to play a couple of those tracks now. One of them is called Give Me Some Old Time Music. And this is Mike playing with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. We get to introduce ourselves as we play. And then tune called Rye Straw, which Mike is playing fiddle alongside Colleen, and it's just a great fiddle tune with a lot of energy in it. And I'd like to pay tribute to the influence that Mike Seeger had on the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band and how he introduced us to such a wide range of bluegrass music. From the 1969 National Banjo Pickers Convention, here comes Hamilton County Bluegrass Band and Mike Seeger.
Give me that old time music, it's good enough for me.
They pick it on the mandolin, that's good enough for me.
They play it on the dobro. They play it on the dobro, and it's good enough for me.
Give me that old time music.
I tell you, we had a lot of fun in those days. At the Bean Blossom Bluegrass Festival in 1971, I was introduced to the music of John Hartford, and I just loved the way that he put his songs together. He played banjo, mixed it in with the whole band, and came up with a magic sound. I was really entranced by his music. And from the album John Hartford Aeroplane, I'd like to play you a track that reminds me of those good days. This is a song called the Steamboat Whistle Blues. On the song, he's got himself doing the vocal and the banjo, Norman Bake playing guitar, Tut Taylor playing the dobro, Vassar Clements on fiddle, and Randy Scruggs on the bass. And I reckon this is a great song, and I just love the way John Hartford plays banjo, and he did have a big influence on me. His approach to the music was just great. Here's the Steamboat Whistle Blues.
Well, I started out to be a towboat man, but I never got the hang of a ratchet bar. I was growing up a-deckin' in the Illinois trade with coal dust in my ear. I got stuck in the ice on Christmas Eve and I froze my ass, it's true. And just a-shiverin' and a-shakin' with the down south case of them steamboat whistle blues. Oh, Captain Way, I'm sorry, my hat is off to you. You've been a-hangin' out by the old cook stove with the steamboat whistle blues. Called your phone, but I didn't get no one to answer. So I opened up the window and I smoked a little bit and I watched the cars go by. I'm gonna hunt you up and ask you, have you found out anything new? Or are you hanging to the best you had with the steamboat whistle blue? I've been right here since 9 o'clock, and believe you me, that's true. I just looking at the waterways journal with the steamboat whistle blue. City's grown up where it looks all square like a crossword puzzle on the landscape. It looks like an electric shaver now where the courthouse used to be. The grass is all synthetic and we don't know for sure about the food. The only thing we know for sure is in steamboat whistle blue. I'd sit and watch my TV if I thought I could trust the news. About the only thing I trust these days is in steamboat whistle blue. Well, a far out Johnny, well, I heard him say, and he stretched out back on the waterbed. Bluegrass music is a thing of the past, and the same for rock and roll. And I loaned him $2 or $3, and he gave me the latest news. And he left me here with a rolling stone and a steamboat whistle blues. I'll tear off down the river someday before I'm through. I'll then come back here and see it out with a steamboat whistle blues.
John Hartford with the Steamboat Whistle Blues, really great song. Really enjoy his approach to the music, and just love the way he phrased the words in that song. Had a big influence on my songwriting to come. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing some banjo tunes and songs that have influenced me over the years. At Bean Blossom in 1971, the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band was privileged to be able to play in the Saturday afternoon concert. And I stood backstage in that sort of little dressing room, shed really, and watched out through the door as Jim and Jesse, who were on before us, played their set, and they had a 16-year-old banjo player with them called Carl Jackson. And he was a stunning banjo player. And I was in my early 20s at the time and thought, how can that guy play banjo so well? And I've since followed the career of Carl Jackson and remain totally impressed at his banjo playing, his musicianship, his singing. Everything to do with him has just been a wonderful success in the bluegrass story. And I watched him play and I thought, man, I'd love to learn to play like that. Here is Carl Jackson playing a tune called Stony Creek. Carl Jackson was Stony Creek. Wasn't that great? I'd like to say a big shout out to all the people in the Access radio stations throughout New Zealand that are listening to this. And you may be listening as a radio show or as a podcast. Thank you very much for tuning into Back Porch Bluegrass. All the Access radio station listeners in Canada too. Big hi up there. I guess you're coming into a summer which may not be that warm a summer, depending on how far north you are. In New Zealand, we're in autumn, really, coming into winter, and it's a bit of a cold, miserable day today, and I'm quite happy to be inside and doing a radio show from home instead of outside painting as I should have been if it was sunny. All the people listening on Bluegrass Planet Radio, big hi from me. Thank you very much. All those who tune in regularly, well, thank you very much. It's I think of you when I'm doing the show, and I think, what would people like to hear? Maybe they'd like to listen to this. And really, you're just getting my take on bluegrass music. I've been playing this since the mid-1960s, and I still love it. I still teach, except not in the days of COVID-19. Us over 70s are in the endangered group, and we're admonished not to mix and keep separate, and that way we'll get rid of it. New Zealand's doing a fine job, and I'm very glad that we have leaders that are very smart and taking advice, and New Zealand is going to beat COVID-19, I can tell you. But I don't like getting political. Thank you very much for listening to my radio station. I shouldn't do that. Okay, one of the performers that I've really enjoyed is Laurie Lewis. I love her approach to the music. I love her singing, the way she sings. And no matter who she's got in her band, I love the way she puts it together. But I particularly enjoy the music of Craig Smith, a fine banjo player, and always works well with Laurie. And I'd like to play a song from from their live album, and this is a tune called Going to the West. I've had the privilege of doing this song with a young student, banjo student and singer that I've worked with, Molly G, and we've done this song together, but I love Laurie Lewis's song, Going to the West, with Craig Smith playing banjo. Have a listen.
In this fair land, you'll stay no more. Here labor is in vain. You'll leave the mountains of our birth and seek the fertile plain. You're going to the west. You say you
and Tom Rose are one of the finest duets in bluegrass music. In 1990, I was fortunate enough to be able to take my family on a visit to the USA. And we started off by visiting friends in Tampa, Florida. That's Tom and Chris Henderson. Tom was a very well-known bluegrass music DJ, and he provided me with lots of music back in the early days. We stayed with them for a few days, rented a big camper van, and then drove north. And one of our first ports of call was the Lewis Family Festival in Lincolnton, Georgia. I'd followed the Lewis Family music for many years. I really enjoyed their approach, very down home, and took a while for these New Zealand ears to get used to the Georgia accents in their singing. But we did love their approach to the music, lots of energy, and they really got people involved in it. And that was exactly how it was at the festival. You couldn't miss the Lewis Family part of the show. All the other groups, of course, were wonderful, but the Lewis Family were magic, and Little Roy Lewis was absolutely crazy. But despite being crazy on stage, he was a fine guitar player and a fine banjo player, and his banjo playing and his way he did tunes really had a big influence in the way I played. I'm going to play a tune for you now from the Hallelujah Turnpike album. The song is Gloryland March. It's an old tune, but they do it in inimitable Lewis Family style, and I hope you enjoy it. Absolutely inspiring, wasn't it? You couldn't help but bounce along, clap along, and enjoy their music. That was the Lewis Family with Gloryland March. Well, we've come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass for another session. I hope you've enjoyed the banjo players that I've featured. There's so many that I've missed out. I'm just amazed, really, at how influenced I have been by the numerous players that I've heard over the years. Well, it would be very remiss of me not to play one of my favourite banjo players, Ben Eldridge of Seldom Seen. And from their Act One album, I'd like to play the tune The City of New Orleans, because I just love the way he plays banjo in this tune. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Join me again next week from the same place, and we'll listen to some more bluegrass, but it won't be all about banjos.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, a Monday morning ray. Got 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors and 25 sacks of mail. We're all out on the southbound Odyssey as a train pulls out of Kankakee, rolls past the houses, farms and fields, past the towns that have no name, in the freight yards full of old black men, in the graveyards of rusted automobiles, singing good morning America, how are you? Yet don't you know me, I'm your native son. Well, I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans, and I'll be gone 500 miles, my day is done. Dealing cards with the old men in the club car, and it's penny a point, there ain't no one keeping score. Won't you pass that paper bag that holds the bottle? You can hear the wheels rumbling through the floor. And the sons of Pullman porters and the sons of engineers ride their father's magic carpet made of steel. And the mothers with their babes asleep rocking to the gentle beat. The rhythm of the rails is all they dream. Singing good morning America, how are you? Yet don't you know me, I'm your native son. Well, I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans, and I'll be gone 500 miles, my day is done. Midnight on the city of New Orleans, changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. We're halfway home, we'll be there by morning.